Chapter 1. October 3rd, 1951 was the saddest day of my life. On that afternoon at the Polo Grounds in New York City, Bobby Thompson hit the shot that was heard round the world. He homered off Ralph Branca in the bottom of the ninth inning, producing a 5-4 Giants victory over my beloved Dodgers in the final game of a three-game playoff to determine the winner of the National League pennant. It's the only time in my life that I seriously contemplated suicide. I thought of maybe going to the Brooklyn Bridge, but I figured the line would be too long. I was approaching my 18th birthday, and by that time the Dodgers were part of my neurological system. They'd been ahead by 13 games in the pennant race in the middle of August that year and seemed a lock to go to the World Series. But the Giants, the hated New York Giants, kept coming and coming. We'd win 2 out of 3, they'd win 3 out of 3. It seemed they couldn't lose. They were managed by the once beloved and now hated, at least by a true Dodger fan, Leo DeRocha, the former skipper of the Dodgers, who'd been fired in July of the 1948 season, only to be immediately hired by the Giants. But in 1951, the teams ended the season in a tie. In fact, we had to sweat it out to get the tie. The Giants had won on the last Sunday of the season early and easy. We had to go into extra innings to beat the docile Phillies in Philadelphia, saved by a great catch with Jackie Robinson grabbing it, and then a home run by Robinson himself. We lost the first game of the three-game playoff at Ebbets Field, 3-1. Thompson homered in that game, too. We won the second game at the Polo Grounds, 10-0, and seemed invincible. And then, October 3rd, 1951. We led 4-1 going into the bottom of the ninth. The Giants came at us, got to 4-2, and then with runners on first and third and one out, the Scotsman, as Thompson was called, delivered the potent blow. Truth be told, I really shouldn't have been a Dodger fan at all. My father loved the Yankees. He was a Russian immigrant who loved all sports, but especially the Yankees. I remember as a little kid listening to Yankee games on the radio and hearing my father talk about the Gehrigs and the Ruths and the DiMaggios. Then, as I started to take an interest in baseball, my father suddenly died. I was 9.5 years old. I was both devastated and angry. In retrospect, I think I took his death as an abandonment. I was mad at him for leaving me. I refused to go to the funeral. I lost interest in school. We moved from one neighborhood in Brooklyn to another. I couldn't be a Yankee fan. It was too close to my hurt feelings. So I switched my allegiance to the beloved bums of Flatbush, the Dodgers.